76 3. after they, you know, Romans in Rome too, right? We say they have a sentence of prisoners, Caesar is prisoner. Now, this is in a case where an adult for the same offense would have got more than 10 years. So the judge would say, you're 15, I'm giving you a sentence of 3 years, that's youth and child sentence. And then when you turn 18, you spend a further 3 years in a prison. That's how it would be done. He or she, the judge, will say, so we know the number of years, right? However, what would then happen is, if B works out for the child, hopefully, the child could be told, no, you don't have to serve with me. And then, the child, the court could otherwise decide that 3 years in prison is a bit too long. Let's make it a year. But see, presumably he or she couldn't decide to make it 5 years. Or is that possible if, you know, the head of the, you know, B says, hey, this is just part of the head of the, could he or she increase it from 3 to 5?
No.
Good. Okay. How is he? No, you need to see my ears. Oh, no, then you can just sort it out. Thank you very much, brother. Now, the three members of this committee, four, if you could, all gone to here today. Now, the chairperson should be a member of the child and sister. Now, the fact that I'm not there means that, you know, your face is unseen. So by the time I get to PMD, it'll be about 6 months this year. It'll be about 6 p.m. So by the time I get to the venue, it'll be about 7 p.m., right? Now, when they decided on a list in August, they all think, hey, we should elect Judith because we sat in that damn parliament, going through clause by clause. No! They're going to elect me if I'm going in the front, you know? Olympians are normally in the front, and if I'm maybe 6 people's hands, I don't do this against voters. But I just want to tell you, there's no correlation between the amount of work that you have and whether you get elected to the MP or not. Which is why, when you're talking here sometimes, those of us who are academically, we are puzzled. How do certain people end up in parliament? Not because they work here, because they always, you know, they're faithful to them. And it's unfortunate, but the rank and file members like Konami, when they decide on who they choose, they first look at who appears on the TV screen. And they vote for all of them. Not how good or bad they are. And then who do they see in meetings? And who was there at the Congress? And is that actually see that he's John is very excited. He doesn't talk to you. Hello? Hello, John. Alright. So let's come back to this. They can't accuse this thing, right? Okay, let's go down to 4B Roman numeral 2. The relevant song, I'll take this only because it's stayed there, okay? Otherwise I'm pushing up all now. Hello? Yeah, I think it's gonna bring it to you, yeah. Any issues? Yeah. Look, you know what? I can, just let me open your speaker here, they can all hear you. they're all here, and they're so brilliant, and I'm very impressed. You're not blown, that's in a week's time. We have about 400 people here. Can't you just say it all again? They can hear you. Just say it all again, they can hear you. Because who the actor applies to?
Okay.
Yeah, they're all sitting here. Start again.
Okay, look, I've consulted with Professor Schwickard at UCT and Professor Zerva at Stellenbosch.
And your son?
Sorry?
Nothing, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I've consulted with Professor Schwickard at UCT and Professor Fundamara at Stellenbosch. Both eminent academics. They feel that although the general principle of application of laws is at the time of the commission of the offense, that the legislature can determine otherwise. In other words, that a bill applies at a different time or specific institution of proceedings. So they both feel that this bill we can specify, instead of applying to any person under 18 at the time of the commission of the offense, that it applies to any person under 18 at the time of the institution of proceedings. They feel that we should, because I think the intention is that maybe a lack of clarity as to when a proceeding is instituted, that we could specify that, which would be at the time of arrest, or warning or summons to appear at the deliberate inquiry. So in which case then the existing clause 2 would remain as an exception. So in other words, if you are over 18 when the proceedings were instituted, but you committed the crime while you were under 18, that it would, you can then apply to the NPDP to have the act applied to you. Because they say that why are you doing a law dealing with the handling of children, the same as the handling of children, if the person is no longer a child?
Yes.
So their view that the two of them both, they reckon it can be done. I did also take that point with Anne, who also felt that it could be done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it's not offending any constitutional principle. So that's one.
Okay. Now, before you move on, Jacob, does anybody want to ask a question about this? Yeah, Robert?
Yeah, Jacob, can you hear me?
Okay,
I first of all don't have a problem with that. My only concern is, and I don't know whether you're going to address it now, my only concern is in the application of the Section 77 provision of the sentencing of under 14 in terms of imprisonment. That would be... I'm in principle, you've got to before the meeting, and what we were going to make a proposal is very similar to what you said, is that the application of the Act applies to at the time of the institutional proceedings, but with the exception of Section 77, and then also in relation to criminal capacity, that there would be an exception in relation to criminal capacity.
Yeah, I was going to present the same argument as well by you.
So that was the view on that. I also raised that with Anne, who also
want to ask. I don't agree that it doesn't defend against the constitutional tenets. I do believe that although there absolutely is a principle that you don't want to have under 14-year-olds in prison, I think there's a second principle that you punish in connection with the age with the offence committed in terms of culpability. But that's my view. And I think if you go with a particular principle and that goes into the act, you know, I think it'll be challenged at some stage and we'll see.
What we're trying to do is to keep under 14-year-olds out of prison. And you can still, you know, the fact that you may have been under 14 at the time of the commission of the offence is something that the sentencing court can look at. We don't say that they must be sentenced to imprisonment. It's a thing of the ban on being sentenced if you're under 14.
Jamie, I think what concerns me is the arbitrariness at which this may actually play out. If you're under the age of 14 at the time when your sentencing happens, you may not be sentenced to prison. If you're 15 or 16, but you committed the offence before you're under 14, it's arbitrary. And that's what worries me in terms of a constitutional issue. It becomes arbitrary in terms of an equality issue. That if you are lucky enough to be sentenced before you turn 14, then you may not be sent to prison. If you're unlucky enough not to be sent before you turn 14, then you may be sent to prison. But the offence was the same. And I think that's what offends against the constitutional issue, that the equality issue is basically undermined with the arbitrariness of criminal proceedings.
Yeah, JJ, can I say something quickly? I was actually going to come to the meeting to say exactly that, without any technical advice, right? And I know what Bronwyn is going to say, and she said exactly that. But my own feeling is, on the whole, what we're doing is fine. And finally, you know what, it's not for the legislature to decide, let's see. I mean, this is the sort of thing we can put in our report even, so I don't want to over-alert people to do. Let's decide whether it's politically necessary to put it in our report. But I agree with you. And I think that's the way we go. And I was relieved also about, because that's also what I was thinking, although you must be clearer than I am on it, in respect of clause, what application is clause 4. It's much better. And I think we'll have to settle for this, really. Thanks a lot. It's very really useful that you came in now. Yeah. Yeah, we decided in the bill, yeah. Yeah, and also these functional drug was concerned, it could take a very long time. Whereas if you use the data arrest as the benchmark or the point of institutional proceedings, then that's fine. Okay, is there anything else you want to say? Yeah, yeah, I'll see you later, and I'm also thinking this is one of the things I found last night, or this morning actually. But they're minor things, okay, but I'll brief you on it when I see you.
Okay,
thanks a lot, mate. Yeah, you can ring me at least up to 10 past 12 if you've got anything else.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay. Right, are we agreed on that, right?
No.
For now. And we will discuss how we manage that in our report. I think you can just note that.
I think in terms of the 10% and the 14%, if one says that the institutional proceedings,
yeah,
that feels like a lot better than a town of sentencing.
Because
the institutional proceedings is likely to be far closer, yeah, to the commission of the offence.
Yeah, I haven't thought about all that. I just came to a conclusion, a little one. Now it's just me too, that. I haven't thought of that. It's JC that came up with it, and you would have come up with it. But I was going to call it issue the same,
yeah,
time, because,
yeah,
I was really going to come and say, look, I'm going to banter JJ. And it never struck me that made my life easier. It hadn't occurred to me that it could do it. I think it's a reasonable compromise. And finally, had a court to fight.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If we quickly go to page 74.
Chair, yeah. Have clarity now. In terms of clause 4,
yes,
we are going to change sub clause 1 to read in the third line.
Hang on, you know, Larry, this parliament will spend millions of rounds, but we cannot be here. I think that protocol, that's in table. Table all the things. Okay, here we are. Page 14, is it?
Page 12. No, sorry. In the new bill, it's on page 12.
You want to look at the new,
yeah,
bill? Okay. Right, page 12 on there. Right, let's see what you think.
4.1.
Yeah.
In the third line, we are deleting commission of the alleged offense and replacing it with institution of criminal proceedings. So it means at the time of the institution of criminal proceedings. This is how I understood it.
Right. Look, I don't know that that's what he meant. I know the politics of it. You will give me the text, I'll take it. Oh, you will give me the Senate text, I'll take it. Yeah, but I think that's what he meant. Yeah, I'll take it. I'm seeing him tonight anyway. So we should read, and who at the time of the?
Of the institution of criminal proceedings.
Okay.
Was under the age of 18
years. Right, and then?
Then I understand he wanted us to define institution of criminal proceedings,
mm-hmm,
and that should cover the time of arrest, the time of the issue of the summons, the time of the issue of a written notice. I'm not sure where that definition should come in, but it should be in this section or in the definition of this section. I think we actually refer to institution of criminal proceedings quite a lot in this talk. So it should perhaps go into the definition section in clause 1. That's my suggestion.
Yeah, but even if it's there in the definition, normally we don't take it out in the talk. But given our senses of this particular clause here, would it be intelligent or too onerous to put it there
in the
text?
I want to also ask a question there, Jan Patton. My sense is, and maybe I'm totally wrong, institution of proceeding sort of starts when you get to the court stage. Are we not forcing that, or is it, can it be intended?
I was just going to ask, what is the
institution of
the
prosecution,
yeah,
is when someone before the court.
Yeah.
Institution of proceeding, I think, could include the rest, unless it's defined somewhere else very specifically.
Can I just say one particular thing? What time do people have to meet here? Because you want enough time, about 1, 12 o'clock, 1, 12 o'clock. You guys can stay for 12 o'clock. Okay, so can I suggest something? That those technical things you can sort out when I'm gone.
Chair, just on that point, you know, another option is rather than to use that term, to be specific.
No, what means to be specific?
And perhaps at the
rate
of
warning
or whatever.
Why can't you just be specific instead of using the technical term that might have some other meaning in some other law?
Yeah.
You know, I can't just think, I don't know how to draft law, right? But I would say something by institutional proceedings in this bill is meant.
It should be a red warning,
yeah.
And summons. We use those things specifically so that you really know what it's about. We're just extending the meaning, the usual meaning of institutions and proceedings, but that's not too serious. You can do that.
You can find a technical stuff there, but policy is clear.
Can I just talk about it? In terms of Section 761 of the Criminal Procedure Act, criminal proceedings commence when the person has been summoned to appear before court. Proceedings of the summary trial by the court shall be commenced with lodging of charge sheet for the clerk of the court and the arrest of the superior court by serving an indictment. But it actually doesn't include the rest. Criminal proceedings exclude the rest.
This is a technical thing. Right now, I have to go.
Can we
agree that you guys will come to an appropriate
check?
This will be as close to, if not exactly what we're going to vote on. So we avoid new parliamentary changes. But this is so important, and we're going to change on Monday. So this is a technical issue. Before we finish, one of you three, you can share with us, make sure that at least that has been proceeded with. It's some clear sense, it's not a complete clarity. Okay, then what will happen with 4-2 now?
Sounds to me, I think it's the same.
He says exactly the same. Are we clear about
that?
Yeah. I understand, but I don't know. At least the one that I have to read it in. So I'm trusting JT and you guys. I'll read it the same now. Okay.
Chair, and then just clause 77, imprisonment, which is on page 54 of the new book.
Of which text?
The new book.
Yeah, 54.
54.
Clause 77, here we are.
77.1a, we are going to delete.
Commission of the offence.
Commission of the offence, and that will be the Army's institution of proceedings.
Whatever word you choose.
Whatever word you choose.
Yeah.
And the same will apply below that, won't it?
Up to 3 as well.
Okay, the new wording. Okay, and further down again, we've got to get 3.
Yes.
Good. And we're down to 6 here. Okay, that's fine. So we're done then for that.
Thank you.
Now, what's this? Yeah. Let's do with this group on the back here. I'll talk to you on the phone about it. I haven't called the phone number yesterday because I had no phone. I just have my phone number. Okay. Then, let me go back to my other system. Would that be correct?
Okay.
We went to the tech rant last night. that will be easy. We were on page 73, right? Page 73. There's nothing there. Page 74. As I understand, deal with what that covers the deputy minister. That's what the great presiding officer thinks to charge in terms of that, blah, 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 yeah. Now, in F, now, I just wonder, I won't die in the detail. F, line 3. This effect will be brought to the attention of the appropriate authority. In this case, we might have to deal with a view to taking the necessary action. But I wonder whether you can't say, of the appropriate authority to consider taking the necessary action. It's for the authority to consider, not us having a view that they... Am I wrong?
No. Chair, I have to refer you to the new text again on page 54.
Yeah.
Have already actually taken...
You've done that.
You've done a word search for with a view.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've taken out with a view and we've said to take the necessary action. What is the attention of
the
appropriate authority to take? 54.
Right. And then it is...
You're saying consider taking the
necessary action. Yeah, because can you actually... take the necessary action is in front of the group. But Peter, you've done a better job than I have. Let's move on. Then we go down to 77 as it now is, and we've covered that. Eh? In fact, you know, good thing is, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to present all the arguments, but I know about it. And I knew, so I thought you guys would jump on this, but anyway, I'm glad. Okay. The question I want to ask here sub 2 of 77. Line 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Now, you're referring to Schedule 2 of the Criminal Law Amendment Act, right? If you are 15 years or older. Now, that Schedule 2, how does it relate to our own Schedule 10? What's the relationship with Schedule 2 of the CLA with the Schedule 3 plus?
That would be closest to Schedule 3. It's a very limited, low serious offenses that you possibly begin. But they're not as numerous as our Schedule 3. I think they're limited, more limited in number than our Schedule 3.
And then Section 51 of the Act says what?
In terms of that legislation, in terms of that section, for it depends on what part of the schedule applies. But the one part you can get life imprisonment for certain serious offences, and then
I get it. Yeah. If I commit an offence, right? How do you decide whether you're going to treat me in terms of schedules in this Act or schedules in that Act?
Well, what this is saying is that if you've committed an offence in Schedule 2 of that offence, and you fall within the scope of that legislation is going to apply to the exclusion of what is in as far as children are concerned, it's only 16 and 17 year olds that fall in under
the. Do you think this Act as a schedule insofar as proceeding against 17 and 18 year olds, where it's conflict with that Act, that actually is a little bit. Why?
Yeah, the sentence. Yeah.
Only to say
that.
What? Oh, this is the minimum sentencing one that you're all referring to.
Section 51.
I need to read that since the beginning of the year. Okay, I need to drift down. The minimum sentencing bracket. You see how sweeping this is left with, and I'm waiting for you to go on. Now I see it. Okay. Now, what have we done with sub 2? So go to the next page, 40 years. Oh, this is about the time of the commission. Oh, yeah, this is the same issue as what I've
That sub 2 of the 77, which uses the phrase at the time of the commission of the offense, should that also be changed to the institution of criminal proceedings?
But you see, that is that related to the other act, what the other act needs to be, rather than our deciding through this act to change that act. Or can we do that? We can. Do we want to do that? Can you tell JJ that's what we decided? So I won't be able to explain.
We're talking now about step 2, JJ.
Because I think that is reasonably consistent with what we've done. But whether that's the right thing to do or not, I don't know. Bronwyn, what do you think? Okay, but I don't feel confident enough to sanction it, okay? What goes into Bell's doctrine must be sanctioned by the committee. On this one, I don't feel confident enough. Can you ask JJ this? Okay. So I will know this. I'm seeing JJ this evening. But you know, before it goes to Bell, can you talk about JJ? Can the committee ensure that that they don't have to change here? Okay. Then can we go to page 76 of last night's text? Am I getting too fast?
Yes. Now, a question about, well, on that clause, and lower down, that section 77.3, B and C, there's a question that's been left open. I don't think the committee's made a decision on this, and they indicate that they come back. Schedule 2 and Schedule 1, that where children can also be sentenced to imprisonment if substantial and compelling reasons exist. The question that's.
See, on our case here that we had last night, there's nothing to suggest that we still could be pursued. You just, the text I've got is on page 75. you're talking of Sastri, you're talking of B and C. Right. So here, we were going to come back here on what issue? Exactly. I thought this is in Nasar, it's not slides anymore. What was the issue there?
Oh,
good one. Yeah, but he said that over. Last night he tweeted and he said that. And I thought, well, I really need to stop myself. And I did this in the morning, this morning.
Now you must be right, yeah.
Well, can we do this? I'm safer with JK. Ultimately, the committee member. I just think JK would be. So JK issue.
I do now that you said we were told to say no.
Yeah, that's what you said last night. I found it very sleazy, but you know, I just felt, look, I am just high. I'm not going to hold the committee meeting up, but I'm not going to vote on this. Sorry, if by Monday I don't understand. I'll speak to this. I'm sure we can get some second answer. Okay, is that okay? So we move on this. I stopped actually, frankly, at the top of page 36. I had a 36 and 37. I then moved on to page 77 of chapter 12, I did read, and I couldn't see anything there. Then I started reading chapter 13. And what I think you've done, Lawrence, 87, you in bold and brackets deleted below sub 2, Roman numeral 2, A 2, below that, there's a whole chunk really deleted. But the reason it's deleted is because you've got it on page 80 in some other template form.
I don't know. It reads where it ends off, unless during that period. And then right towards...
I saw that, yeah. The question I'm asking is, I did have time because I was reading it now at 20 plus 9. I think this all is covered by, you know, what you've done on the next page. Or not. What have
not
you done
really. The stuff on the next page is an application procedure to the DG of Justice.
Why did we remove all of that which we removed on page 79, involved in brackets?
I think I can say with certainty that the principles that are in bold have all been retained in the new underlined set, with one exception, and that is if you go to the bold part. There's a proviso there in sub clause 3, provided that the record of any conviction or sentence can be expunged when a child turns 18 or when a child turns 21. That's been removed, but the principles in the bolded portion are all retained in the underlined portion. Do you want me to go into detail?
No, I just need one of these things. Somebody just from trying to make a little bit. Okay, on page 80. But before I move on now, here, you don't need to listen to me, but when I read it this morning, you know, sometimes when you read a sentence fully, I'm like when you just zero in your sentence, you feel differently. But looking at page 79, at the very bottom, you can't read. Very last paragraph. It says, in the case of a dispute or uncertainty, whether another offense, I thought the as to read better. In the case of a dispute or uncertainty, as to whether another offense or which a child is convicted in the field, isn't it as to more relevant there?
Put it in a quick sense.
Why did we remove it in the first place? You might go through me, it's due diligence, but quite frankly, it's because I just saw it. But here, reading the sentence as a whole, which possibly is the first time I did for a long while, I think the as to should remain. Does somebody want to argue with that?
I think it's a matter of preference, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Okay, the question is, in line 3, now I know up on above in that the child is convicted of a similar or more serious offense is fine, but in this sub B, line 3, should it not be is similar to or more serious than C of unnecessary?
Yes, I think
you're
right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So we move on then. now you're on page 80 of the text from last night. But go to 81 on the top, right? It says, and fine, to a sentence of imprisonment for a period not exceeding 20 years of imprisonment, or to both such fine and such imprisonment.
And now, imprisonment.
Yeah, so constitute it as a sentence of imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years.
Yeah.
Or to both such a fine and such imprisonment.
That, I think that, that imprisonment is your increase in correct.
And
this is
in fact very necessary. I mean, let's see the sentence as a whole, right? And you tell me whether there's something suspect legally about a sentence, or not a final sentence that says liable to a fine and to a sentence of imprisonment for a period. Why not period? A sentence of imprisonment, not for a period, not exceeding 10 years, or both a fine and imprisonment.
You see this all over the statute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we can try and change the concept. I don't think is unusual, but it's, if you want to change the wording, to make it more useful.
My subject is, when somebody comes to me as a lawyer, this week and tells me, no, back again. You know, I'm just telling you, the local government, I was there for very long, 6 years. Yeah, I'm on my way out, right?
Yeah.
So I don't want to make late. The local government, by the way, year 2, kind of closed, you know, they closed these things out very fast because the style you use was the style you collectively agreed on. So I might get a lawyer coming in and be pedantic. But quite frankly, I'll leave it to you, to me and to yourself and Bonan, even though he's a lawyer, and to see the people belonging to our gang, we would say, well, because he's a lawyer too, so I don't know much about where to stand. Whether it's temporal or permanent, but for now at least you will agree with this, the fine and to a sentence of imprisonment not exceeding 10 years, or to both a fine and such imprisonment.
So you can get either the fine or you can get imprisonment, or you can get that.
Let me ask my friend David. whatever you do. Actually, you know, I put it to the vote. I'll do it. But that's not the way I want to operate. It's a trivial matter in some senses. It really won't appear. He says, no, I'll be interested. The rule
can affect you if not to run to anything.
No, don't be anything. Let me have any before we come. Question is, what would be a reasonable time for it? You see, you are asked, when you think about it,
yeah. Do you want to come before Parliament for approval? Is that happened to you, really?
Yeah, that surprised me.
Yeah.
That's why I read the approval. And so if you want to approve, deliver. If you know, you struck me this morning that it's wrong for us to put all sorts of things on the table, and then we say we must approve, and they were taken away. And who suffers? The people out there. So if you've got a big mouth and you want to approve, leave it, because I think that's what the previous Deputy Minister wanted. Although he's not yet to ensure it's approved.
So your comment at the time was, do you have that much time in terms of your own time? And you didn't want to say, you were worried about the
fact that... Yes, but I've been thinking that actually...
I agree that you don't...
That actually it's going to hold the executive up and the department up, and I think 6 months is okay. I think JJ is moving past. Just giving an answer to the note that JJ is before you report. That's what I really know.
It's also in terms of information issues, you said something about being submitted to Parliament.
That's what we normally
said. No, it's not. It's like a policy statement. I don't want to make any policy statement. So let me read JJ now. Can I read JJ now?
Let's take
Can you repeat what you just said? No, it's not about approval. It's not approval. It's approval within what time span. I wanted to suggest that we consider adding the word "be approved by Parliament within 6 months of its tabling." I mean, that's fair.
Right. It's fine, but let me just check consistency with the other provisions relating to rules of court.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they just right, so in principle, if it's reasonably consistent with the other legislation about rules of court, we can put it within 6 months.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Good, thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Problem solved, right?
But
we have to address some procedural issues before. We can talk about the problem. What's your point, Chief?
Now, I'm just saying that when you look at this time period, you're saying before publication be approved by Parliament, we're only dealing with the provisions. It's subject to one.
I'm
say when we're talking about the time period now, we're only going to specify everything is up to with respect to rules of court. And I was just confirming that this is the only case we will look at it. The game here would say too what the other provisions were in the bill.
No, I wasn't talking about the provisions of the bill. So much as there's something called a rules of court legislation.
Yeah.
Now in the rules of court legislation they might have something that says you must refer the rules to Parliament. Now there might be something that says that Parliament should ideally have a time limit within which it passes. Maybe even have a frame to say up to a year. I don't think there's anything.
I
actually think, you know what, there's a political thing for me. I don't think Parliament should take responsibility for approval without committing a for a time limit. So on that issue, the reason, and this is in agreement with the political. So the only reason we wouldn't want it there is if it's inconsistent with the rules of court law that we have.
I don't think so. But what I do know in the rules for courts of law act, the minister must approve the rules that are recommended by the rules board.
Yes, I know.
I don't think so.
Can you check that there's no obstacles of starting within 6 months of the tabling or whatever? Okay, good. Let's move on. Why am I not choosing? Okay, page 82. You see, on 4, you've got Roman numeral 8 to H. All these offices, children's court, how, blah, blah, blah.
Are you wanting to say 6 months for the rules of court? Just remember now, if the time period is all coming to take all at the same time.
These rules aren't mandatory. I think they just. Remember,
I asked exactly that. What is the nature of those?
We had a discussion recently where I would have actually been quite happy to get rid of this clause because I'm not too sure what rules are going to be necessary.
Yeah.
So
did you make the same point? Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember
now. So we've given the rules board a discretion. If it becomes necessary, then we can make rules. But
then it's not as failure as it is. I remember that conversation.
Before.
I don't think it applies here. Certainly, in this meeting we've been having, this is what emerged JJ's interaction with the history. Then, shall we go to 4 on page 82? Now, there's all these facilities here today. You've got up to 8, the children's court. Do you think it's unnecessary to say there any other relevant facility? Because as you grow your center, you might see when you want something else. Like an office for me to stay over and have a holiday in Tuesday. Any other relevant facilities? He's getting really good at this. Okay, next thing. 5. I want to ask about here. You've got a management committee consisting of senior officials of the Department of Justice, Social Development, and Collective Associates, and the Protection of Police, and the Legal Aid, and other organs of state as may be necessary. This is an other relevant organ of the state. Or is that not the same thing as saying an other organ of state as may be necessary? This is an other relevant organ of state. No, I understand, but the question is you want to read as other organs of state in the words are as may be necessary, or you just want to have an other relevant organ of state. Yeah, Jackie.
Delivery I'm not even saying NGOs, I'm saying service delivery organisations.
You're right to raise the things, you're the right to say no, and Parliament is the right to decide for itself.
But let's put it the way we did it at
in the section 5, you cannot give the same category to NGOs and agree to all these stuff. Let me be honest. Point 2 is, in a limited way, without being too prescriptive, but leaving it open because it's not from place to place, one NGO may be involved, and it may feel that it has good relationships with the people in the one-stop shop, but another may be advisable. So we don't want to be too prescriptive. Can we find a wording? Firstly, do we agree? I'm guided by you. So what sort of wording are you thinking of?
We invite,
I think it's a good thing. Good point, Jackie. Please don't be apologetic to anybody. We're in the last stage. Just you here because it's a good thing. You can say no to you as well. As long as you're about to hear the area of you, especially from the top. The manager committee refers to paragraph A, must be 15 points, and it's in the first place. Sorry, yes?
5A.
Yeah.
There's
an
consensus.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want any other relevant state, or do you want as many necessary? No, we're talking about the current 5A as can I get a response from Dr. the legal aid board and other organs of state as may be necessary. If we said the legal aid board and other relevant organs of state, would that be simpler and okay, good idea, so let's take that out. Okay. Next thing very quickly, under 90. It's a totally long sentence. I was wondering whether we stop on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, confirm. You give it the identification document to the person full stop. And then have a separate one to the department report back to the final of the group. Love your cat. I'm not sure what I think, but you're quite courageous.
So we discussed that in the question of taking the information, passing it on to the defense, and for them to decide what process is going to follow. And then the report would come back to the recording register that we have lost an application or it's there in their processing, and something will be done about it. We couldn't prescribe to the department the problem is what has to be done, which is what you say is how do you report that.
It's essentially speaking, what is their job? It's not the issue either.
Yes.
They're not prescribing. They have to do what they need to.
They have to consider the application. So then
What concrete amendments you put in mind? This stage is good for April, but you're going to concrete amendments. Yeah, well, think about it. I know it's a policy issue, so we put, I'm putting Ponali Romano. You deal with it. But at the moment, I would say, leave it as it is. If you present your compelling argument in the next hour and a half or whatever time you decide to leave here, yeah? Fine. Good point, though. I'm glad you raised it anyway. 83? Oh, God.
I can see that he's very confused, but the schedules that are referred to there are not are the schedules in the Criminal Procedure Act. They are very serious things.
Yes,
Jackie?
If you read section 141.1d of the Children's Act,
yeah.
What they say there, that the offence that was the offence that they committed says that the child you find out of the committee is referred to in Schedule 1. So it's specific in the Children's
Act.
Which schedule is our one?
No, no.
Come on, see
that.
But we can't use our Schedule 3 because we've got to follow the wording of 140 of the Children's Act and 141.
So are you all telling me that it's fine?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word for
to protect the children
and
also
to
be mindful of their
children. Yeah, I know that, but I just don't understand how the proper effort being used in practice now to our schedule, but I take your word for it. Okay. National policy framework, we agreed to put housing in the part.
Yes.
Well, this, no, I'll come to the earlier stuff that I've already done, right?
Yeah,
I'll just
put also my forms, there's all the parking plans, and that will be in fact. Because you do use it in.
Yeah, I think at this point,
it depends on normally, in this case, in 93, the cabinet member, when you're talking about.
Or responsible for, yeah, it's not giving the title of the thing. Yeah, that's correct. Then that's consistent. Yeah. With the MPA, by the way, we did that check up to the random. That's right, where we talk about it.
We did check it.
Then, I just wanted to ask, I think I asked yesterday. Basically, when you publish a policy framework for the kids, right, 384, I ask you, is it for the views of the public or is it merely information? The question that arises is, in this bill, it's not clear that it's for their views. Right? Because you see, sometimes, I know you publish just for information. Sometimes you publish to solicit views from the public. We would imagine it's so important you want to solicit views from the public. How can we tell by reading the text that that's the case?
You would specify that you get that you've got this amount of time to respond and
investigate
by which the public
has made. It doesn't say all that,
yeah.
So,
is it
no, I know that.
Or you want
to yes, how would you, in this poll, know that you have a say beyond just reading? Shouldn't we say, publish the policy framework in the Gazette for public comment? Mark was so fast yesterday, and Jamie was carrying a little, he was a faster pace than I do. But when I thought about it, hey, I've seen the city in the city of the city, I can say anything about it. I mean, all that stuff I gave you, I don't think it's that great. Actually, I think it's dreadful. Okay, but on a more serious note, why, should he, if that's what your policy is, why, Lawrence, can't we say, under two, publish for public comment
the policy framework indicated 2 months after it has been given policy.
Because it's usually because
policy
is supposed to be in your government
process,
unless that is
correct.
No, often it's
the information.
But then when
you want it
for comment, you specify.
You'll
all
feel
there's
no need to say
it. I think it's
Sharing. And that's why I understand it to be in the Gazette. You will then say the public has to comment. Unless we change the sphere in that it must be tabled for approval and then you decide in Parliament how you want to manage
the We have done this in those before where we made it clear we simply want the government, we don't think the government's job to engage with the public and get its views. You're looking unhappy.
I'm not looking unhappy. I'm
trying
to see how
it's going
to
change.
I think it should be.
It's just for
our comment.
So they've said that I'm suggesting, I'll speak to David. Publish for public comment, a policy framework at the Gazette. Okay, Sharon? Is that what you want anyway?
Yeah. Okay, go back to 3B, the last 3 sub B, right? It says every year there are to submit those reports to Parliament. Is those correct or these reports? Those reports. Doesn't make any difference. Sorry?
Referring.
Okay, I would go across. Let's move on to the next one. cross-reference thing, that will be green, okay? Tom?
Green, yes, that's it. All right, thank you. We are talking about other departments. You can't give the same weight to the entry in this particular context to several other departments. You can have a sub-clause somewhere that says that the minister must, in consultation with the NCA, do this. But if you put it in that category, give the same weight to the NCA as major departments. That's the problem. And politically, it shows the difference between the previous chairperson and that committee. All of those members are here, which is amazing. And they think completely differently. So presumably next week when they get a new chair, they will think completely differently. Fascinates me. But we in local government and in public enterprise, collectively, not because I was a chair, thought that in certain instances, the political game is the political game. And I would not agree with that. And you know, it's something that we have to talk about. My name is JJ. Once it's the same JJ, that 100% will agree with me, yeah, I can assure you. The JJ I know from New York State. And the JJ I talked to you about. What's that the same John Jeffrey that was there for the last 3 years in Fatima was killing? You can ask him that question. He's got an existential crisis, and here's a psychologist here who will help him. Put that down in the ministry and show you what. Yes, he does that. Excuse me, are there any challenges here? Is there any specific reason you've come this way? You're right, you have the right to be there. Have you got an issue on the race?
No.
Did you think the race was I want to ask you to do two things, right? One is look at 47 and 43. So now we're going to test what I'm about to do. I cannot see. We're looking at yesterday's text, sections 43 and 47. The Deputy Minister said that we need to merge the two. There's an overlap, right? Well, at about 10% I'd say in a very fast way, thanks to my crisis of electricity, which has nothing to do with ESCOM but my stupidity. Now, all of my stupidity is the properties and the electricity system in one particular town, Kentland. Now, where are we? Page what? You're looking at yesterday's page. Right. Here we are, page 44, right? Now, I actually think that, you're the paper. I think the one fits out your objective is out of the procedure. So obviously, in the way you proceed, the values, goals, effects are also in place. And the only thing that I can see that's overlapping, and I can't see that you need to remove it, is the reference in 47 to A, Roman number 1, the inquisitorial nature. But then you are explaining the purpose and the nature the child to be here, to the child. For the rest, I couldn't rush into it at about 9:35, see something. But you have obviously read it. Jackie, do you see anything? No. Can you try and help me?
Well,
that I could think. Through the procedure. I saw that.
I didn't say any harm.
anything else you want to say, Farhan?
No.
I agree with you. And I agree with everybody here. Yeah? And, okay, that's the one thing. Then I was asked to look at something else. Page 58 of the text. Right, if you go to B, sub-E, 2 sub-E, Roman numeral 2, I wanted the solution was criteria for the evaluation of the content of divergent programs that they take out on the one hand, reflect a meaningful and adequate response to the harm caused. You want to say as a result of, you don't say as a harm caused by offenses committed by children. That's PMG, and you are there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been using the dummy this stuff, but it is PMG.
Particularly if you repeat all the rules.
Ah, yes. Line 1, 2, 3. An adequate response to the harm caused as a result of offenses. Why can't we just say to the harm caused by offenses committed by children? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that out?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, you are muttering there. Okay. And then we go on to say, take out the rest and say something like this, and it's not elegant, okay? I leave it to you, right? As part of the process of achieving the objectives or fulfilling the objectives of divergence. So you're not counterposing the criteria and the objective. The criteria around being sensitive to the harm of the objective. So, in short, can I read slowly? It allows me criteria for the evaluation of the content of the divergent program. Okay? That they. Reflect. Take out on the one hand. That they reflect a meaningful and adequate response to the harm caused by offenses committed by children. Come on, maybe. As part of fulfilling the objective of divergence. I'm not happy with it, but it's just a sense of what I'm trying to do, which is, let's not counterpose. Now, if I'm driving now, and something steps in my head, I'm going to phone you and cut off my phone. I'm not trying to do, well, I'll just put my cell phone on my page. But if somebody else said, I don't like punting. But you get the point here. Are we going to settle for that? Okay, I got to go, right? The procedure is, who is going to check? Can we just talk to someone about that? It can't be the executive. It can't be the engineer. Right. So, Mr. Thank you, everybody. Now, the procedure will be that I will connect with you at 1:30. We need one of them to share. And now, I would imagine what we're going to do is the following. Can we be clear on what's going to be done? This is unprecedented, actually. And it's not a good thing, really, but now we know where we are and we go through it. And I'm quite confident that at the end of the day, we've got the NCOP to rescue us, right? Now, the issue is simply this. There are others of you who lived in the streets of last time. You will want to see the process. Then there are amendments on here which is still in place. And we're interested, by the way. Why are people going out? Hello, we're discussing the process. Can you come inside? Right. But now, what we're discussing, well, I think you should sit for as long as you can. Now, some people say time is fine. It's, you know, the three things. One is, that take cleared last night. None of us read it from the beginning to the end. So I think if people have done that, we think of that problem. So if people have various amendments to propose, whatever amendments you propose, we put it in a separate page copy. In fact, email it to John Jeffrey and myself. We cannot give it to them until John Jeffrey approves. Well, I won't give it to you last night. John Jeffrey approves. At the very worst, put it on a separate page for Monday. So those are the concrete little things you want. When you're on the list, policy issues, there'll be a section B called policy issues. That will do nothing about today. So that will have to refer to Monday. Then there's a third thing that's going to happen. We made amendment to our staff. Now, I know I really regret telling Carol she shouldn't be there. She's not well. She's telling me, I have to come up with this. No, I didn't really regret it. Well, anyway, it happened. The The third thing is, you made amendments last week. Obviously, JJ is looking at it as more than that. But I think others here might want to say, no, no, that's not what we achieved. Brahman, will he propose something that public can't do? No. When it comes to those amendments too, they will go into Section 1. Section 1 is concrete amendments. Section 2 is policy issues. We need that text.
Okay, so effectively, we're just going to get clarity. Effectively, we're not going to make any further changes on the document that's going to go to New York Dole. We're going to collect everything, policy and concrete amendments, and send them to you and JJ.
No, JJ can approve of this. Before you take it now, what's your deadline for that?
5 o'clock.
So then you could get it to him earlier. So no, as long as JJ approves this stuff.
It's just that.
How much time will you need between now and now?
We do need a bit of time.
How many hours, bro?
At least 3.
Alright. So you put it at 1:30 then? We call it first one. Have you thought about lunch? No, I said no, we don't have to. Yeah. We haven't thought about lunch. But what about sitting from now to 1, call it first one?
Okay.
I find you a chairman.
And then we'll get all those inputs and then we'll send them to you and to JJ and then just...
Only to me and JJ.
Only to you and JJ. And then we get what, when we get a response from you, we put them in and then send them to the other.
If you don't get a response from either JJ or me, we'll just send them to my
desk.
Well, you won't get a response from me because I'll be on a flight. We may need to wipe her in at AS. And also G-Sali as well. Okay. Anything else? Thank you all.
Are we going to be sitting past? What's going to happen? Are you going to sit till 1? Sorry, are you likely to sit till 1? I just need to make some phone calls if you are. You can first start without me.
But this cannot be recorded.
No, I'll leave.
Yeah.